Fabrics, the number wonder down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.
Mother's Day this Sunday. Now, here's what I've noticed about life. The older you get and the more Mother's Days you see, the harder it gets to get Mother's Day gifts for your mum.
Yeah.
And I'm really struggling. I am a mum, but I've got a six-year-old, and anything she does is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm still in the making. You know,
mate, she could put her hand in paint and bang.
I love it. Bang. I love it all.
You can get away with that, can't you? Like a pasta necklace or something.
But if my mum, that's getting harder. Royal. And I've got to be honest, flowers and chocolates just aren't, they just don't cut it after a while, I think.
For your mum?
Yeah.
Lunch.
So you just take her out for lunch. Is that all it is?
That's all it is.
Just I'm just away this weekend.
Just
thief. Where are you going?
Oh, just an appreciation.
That's interesting.
Anyway.
Or you give her a stay somewhere, like a...
Well, see, this is the thing, Fev. I didn't want to say 131060. I would love to hear from anyone in Melbourne who believes they've nailed their Mother's Day gift. Because there are those times in life when you get a gift for anyone in your life, your loved one, and you go, I've nailed it. Now, I would love to hear the most creative Mother's Day gift ideas.
Okay.
Or if you right now are sitting there going, I am sorted for Sunday and this is amazing, share it. I think this is good. You know, it's like a little community working bee.
Well,
let's all work together.
Well, no, you just want an idea. Well, just want to steal an idea.
Serious question.
But other people in the cars can steal ideas.
Great.
Let's do better for our mums this year, guys. Let's get them really genuine, wonderful gifts.
I love
Serious
this.
Question. Yeah. I'm a father. You're a mother.
Yes.
Sorry, Father's Day of Mother's Day.
Mm.
What are females like? Because as a dad, all I want to do is hang out with my kids. I don't want presents.
Oh,
I just want to spend
beautiful.
The day with the kids. And I think that my mum would appreciate, like other mums, because they're a bit older.
Just spending time.
Just hang out with your son.
Well,
that's what I would think would be the greatest present.
I agree with you.
Instead of ringing up or sending a present, just to spend that time together.
Totally. I mean, it would just mean we'd get no phone calls if we all agreed to that.
No, but I'm just saying from my personal point, obviously people buy presents because they do.
We do want gift ideas.
I agree with you, Fev. I think if we all signed off on let's just spend time with our loved ones, stop and smell the roses.
Beautiful.
And let's forego gifts.
Life's too short, Boxy.
I agree. Gifts are just throwing money away. But anyway.
I'm taking Kazza out for lunch.
131060. No, let's go beyond flowers and chocolates, guys. I would love to hear, because you know what? They're smart, clever, ingenious, creative people all over Melbourne, and I want to hear from them now
but if you are
so
gonna
I
get,
can steal their ideas.
If you are going to get chocolates, like the roses, Cadbury are good.
Okay. I had a whole box of them yesterday.
Yeah, so did I, until I said it.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I was just saying, this is a stressful time for a lot of people. That's the Friday before Mother's Day, and in the back of your mind, you're probably going, oh, I've got to get a gift. What am I going to get? I don't want it to be flowers and chocolates again. I need something different.
Oh, perfume. Perfume's a winner.
And you know what? We're very resourceful here in this city, and we've got some incredible minds, creative minds, and we should share these ideas. I mean,
so that you can rip them off.
Can steal them.
Yep.
We have said 131060. Call through if you have nailed your Mother's Day gift. You're proud of it. And maybe we can borrow it too. Bronwyn from Mickleham. Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi.
Bronwyn, I can tell you've got this one covered, haven't you? What are you doing for Sunday for Mum?
So it's not this year, unfortunately. I have not been able to beat this Mother's Day present since I did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went out and bought my mum personalised number plates for her car.
Oh,
what did they say? Were they her name or?
No, so my daughter, when she was a baby, she couldn't say Nana. It was always Mumna.
Mumna. Oh, that's so cute.
So she would always get confused. That's what we came up with, and that was what my mum stuck with.
So your mum's number plate
says Mumna.
Mumna.
You should do like Mumna 2 and then Mumna 3. Like every year.
Well, okay, I don't know if I'd go there.
Well, then they change your registration each year.
Yeah.
Just
it'd be a real pain in the ass.
It's really hard. That's a lot of hard work.
Yeah,
well,
a lot of hard work.
Then you go to the local office and you get a Pearl number plate.
Yes, that's great.
We could get Byron like Greg.
Well, no, Byron you'd get.
It'd be so funny.
Mum used to have, when she had a Mazda 323, PB323.
Oh, there we go.
Mum's so personal best.
Rocking around Melbourne. Well,
Pearl box.
Oh. Renee in Rosebud. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Renee. Renee, what is a fantastic idea for a Mother's Day gift that you've come up with?
All right, guys, I'm pretty sure I have nailed it.
Okay.
My mum has a horrible tattoo on her shoulder, one of those things where you're 14, you think you're making a good idea, and you know, 40-something years later, it's not so good. Mm-hmm. We're getting that lasered off on Mother's Day.
Do you know how much that hurts?
Actually, I do. I've had my back tattoo is from shoulders to bottom, and I've had a part of that lasered off. It is a little bit painful, but luckily for Mum, her tattoo isn't as big as mine was.
What are they doing in Rosebud, Boxy? I love that your mum's learning from the daughter because you've already...
We can finally lose that sleeve that Pearl has, which is just disgusting.
Yeah, can't we? Yeah, actually, you know what? You could do Byron. I know it's not
your... It's a Mother's Day photo.
Well, I know, but you could get rid of that voice tattoo.
Excuse me. That has hidden meaning
it's
and it's not...
No, it's coming back. So leave it the show's coming back.
That is not the voice logo. That is the Revolution.
Why don't you get Delta...
Why don't you get the Fevolution on there?
Delta or Guy Sebastian's signature on it, too.
Okay, thanks so much. Good on you. I was hoping for Seals, actually.
Adrian, what happened to Seal? He's not coming back, is he?
He told everyone they were brilliant, even when they were awful.
There was a few cracks.
Adrian in Whittlesea. Hey, Adrian.
How are you?
Good, Adrian. Have you got a great Mother's Day gift idea that we can all steal?
Yeah, I've got the best one, better than every other one that's been on there so far.
You win already.
The rest of them have been rubbish.
Okay. Wow. You're backing this in, Adrian.
We'll pass that on to our producers. Thanks for the feedback.
Okay, Adrian, you've set the bar very high. What is it?
I've been taking my mum to Vegas for the last 5 years.
What?
Wow.
You take your mum to Las Vegas for Mother's Day every year?
Yeah, well, she goes by herself. I like to stay here. I don't like planes.
How on earth, Adrian, can you afford to do that?
I won Tass Lotto about 7 years ago.
You know what? How much did you win?
What?
50 mil.
What?
50
Adrian,
mil?
Are you kidding? Adrian.
No, I'm serious. Feb, you want to come with me?
Mate, 100%!
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Big news in Melbourne today. An iconic television show, 26 years on our television screens. I grew up loving this show. I think most people listening. The Footy Show on Channel 9. There was a big announcement last night. Fev and our very own Fev doing a stellar job with the cast, with Dylan Alcott, Limo Nerrily. Lloydie and Crawf, yourself, all doing a great job last night, but there was some bad news at the end of the show.
Yeah, the show got axed, so, you know, it was a pretty tough night, I suppose. We didn't know before we went on, and it was actually a really good show. And we were just about to leave, and then all the big suits from Sydney rolled down. I went, uh-oh. Looked at Lloydie and said, I think it might be getting axed. Anyway, we went into a meeting room, and we sat down, and... Lloydie actually cracked a funny because he's funny now, Lloydie. He stopped playing footy. He starts cracking jokes.
Now he's funny.
Yeah, he's really funny. Mm. And he said, I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be getting sacked with you, Fev. And I was like, good start. Anyway, we sat down and they were in a meeting for a long time and they went through all the ratings and what had happened and that they had no choice. And they went into, you know, how the history of the show and, you know, 26 years it's been going for. And I remember when it first started, I used to love getting home on a Thursday night from school and I'd have my dinner and I'd get my PJs, I'd hop into bed and I couldn't wait for, you know, Sam, Trev and Eddie to come on. And then once I started playing footy, I used to watch the Footy Show to see if you were in because they had the ins and outs because there was no other footy shows on. You know, now we've got so many footy shows on Fox Footy and, you know, online stuff with Twitter, which sort of ended the Footy Show because there was no more exclusives because everything gets broken straight away. If something happened right now, it's on Instagram or on Twitter straight away, which sort of ended the Footy Show a couple of years ago, I suppose, but... They've tried to battle on, and I remember watching on a Thursday night going, oh, geez, I hope I'm in. Nah, I'm out. Or you're in, because that's what you did. And then I was lucky enough to be on the show. I think my first show was in 2003, which is, 16 years ago. So I've been on it for a long time, been a part of it. Yeah, very sad. It's a sad morning, I suppose, but I think it's a happy morning as well because... you know, the show's gone for so long and it's been such an institution in Melbourne. You know, longest sports show ever. Yeah. 26 years is a long time.
Unbelievable, right?
I do feel for blokes like Eddie and Sam and Trev and the people I feel for the most is, you know, last night when we had to go upstairs and, you know, the crew that work on the show, because it's probably the biggest production that comes out of Melbourne that is on TV. Mm-hmm. And some of those guys like Gary, who sits in the truck, and people won't know what I'm talking about, but he's been there for 26 years. He's on the first ever footy show, and you know, these people have lost their jobs. So I really feel for them, and you know, I'm okay. I've got a job here. I can come back to work, and but it's very sad, and I think it just wasn't the footy show. Everyone, you know, I said it to you before the footy show started. The footy show was an institution. It was all about ins and outs and the teams, and you had Sam saying whatever he wanted, and you know, I think PC sort of killed that now. But at the end of the day, it was fun to work on. I was very privileged to work on a show like that. Sad to see it go, and I think nearly at the end of the show said, we'll see you next week. And that's what probably hurts the most, because we didn't get told, but it would have been nice if they told us beforehand, because they did know. Tell us beforehand so we can give our viewers, not many of them, that were listening and over the last 26 years to say goodbye, and I don't think we had a chance to do that. I'm glad Sam got a chance last year to do that, which was pretty funny how he said that.
I don't think the executives knew he was about to say that.
No, no one did. And even Eddie Maguire, who knows him really well, had no idea what he was going to say, but he nailed it. There's been a lot of footy players go on it, and I think the footy show, you look in media now, and nearly every person that is in media has come through the footy show on a panel, and it's all started from there. So,
that's where I got to know you first.
Yeah, I was a bit of a larrikin.
I knew you were kicking some snags on the field for Carlton, but I went, he's very funny. I hope I work on the radio with him one day.
Well, it did end my career.
Well, there was that Brownlow incident.
But there's some issues, but...
But we've always got the Brownlow. But anyway, the footy show's done and dusted, and it's been a great run, and hopefully everyone...
It deserves that pause for thought, because like, I think there would be very few Melburnians that shouldn't this morning stop and think, that was part of my growing up. That was part of... It was an era, and it's coming to an end.
Yeah, and a lot of the media is going to probably kick the boots in for one more time, but at the end of the day, it was just a great show.
Yeah. Well said. 101.9 The Fox. It's Mother's Day this Sunday, and there are lots of incredible mums around Melbourne, and we wish every mother, carer, grandmother, anyone who plays that role, a maternal role in anyone's life, we wish them a wonderful day this weekend. We heard about a mum, a nana in Melbourne, who does a particularly incredible job with her three grandsons. So we wanted to do something very special for her. Now, her name's Marlene. Now, we thought to surprise her for Mother's Day this Sunday, we had to get her here in the studio yesterday. So a bit of smoke and mirrors. What we said to her was we pretended that her grandson, she has three gorgeous grandsons, Shaden, Chase and Taylor. Now, Marlene came in here yesterday thinking she was accompanying her young grandson to play Alpha Bucks Kids.
Right.
So we said to her, Marlene, we'll have a quick chat with you and Taylor's brother, Shaden, before we go ahead with Alpha Bucks Kids. Mm-hmm. So we got Marlene in the studio under the pretense of playing a game, but we actually got to know a bit more about her incredible story. Now, Shaden, you are Taylor's big brother.
He's a big dog.
He is. And Marlene, your nan.
Yes.
And now the three boys all live with you.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Excellent. And Shaden, there is a bit of a sad story behind this. are you okay to talk us through how you ended up living with your nan?
It's a couple of years ago. My mum and dad both died 6 months apart of breast cancer. Was my mum. And I think it was kidney cancer with my dad.
So that's obviously devastating. So tell us why, like, Nan's so important to you three boys, and you're being the eldest. Why is she so special to you?
Because she's kind of like a guardian. You know, she's our taxi driver.
Uber Nan.
Yeah, and she just does both roles of a parent, really.
She looks after you in every way.
Yeah.
And Marlene, you know, you must be so proud of your three grandsons.
Yes, I am. We've just gone through what they call a strive with the teachers, and they all got very good reports, which I'm so proud of.
Oh, you must be.
Great job, boys.
Because 3 years ago you lost your daughter.
It's 4 years in July, but I stepped up like any other grandmother would, and I couldn't wish for better. Great kids. They're really good. Honestly, they're just well brought up by both their parents. I acknowledge that because they were fantastic people, and it's not fair.
It's not. Marlene, you are an amazing woman and you've got your three beautiful grandsons here who love you to bits. Now, you think that you're here for Talem to play a competition.
Yes.
It's Mother's Day this weekend and your three beautiful grandsons reached out to us because they want you celebrated on Mother's Day. They think you are a wonderful, incredible, not only mother to them, grandmother, role model.
And guardian.
We spoke to Shaden. Shaden, what did you say that your nan would love more than anything?
Well, she's been talked about going on a cruise. That's something that she's wanted to do for a while.
Well, Marlene, for Mother's Day, this is from your beautiful grandsons. We are going to be sending you on that cruise. We have got you return flights to Sydney, an all-inclusive 9-night cruise of the South Pacific for you and your best friend. You'll be boutique shopping in Vanuatu, relaxing with the views of Noumea. You'll be checking out New Caledonia, all meals included. You are going on a wonderful trip, and it's all because your grandsons just want to thank you for everything you've done for them over the last 4 years.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much. It's the biggest surprise. So we've been quizzing Talem to go on the show.
Poor Talem. He's not going to do his competition.
He's sitting out there saying, oh, I had so much homework. Do you have a passport?
Yes, I do. Yes.
We also just wanted to acknowledge your family that is in, and Shaden, you are sitting in front of us. You're on the radio, incredibly brave, courageous. The loss that you've all experienced, our hearts go out to you and your family. Thank you for coming in. And Marlene, I mean, you are an absolute treasure. How precious to take care of your three grandsons.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shaden, how does that make you feel, buddy?
makes me feel good that she appreciates us, and I appreciate her as well. And yeah,
she gets to go on that cruise.
Yeah, which is really good.
Beautiful. What a beautiful family. And boys, you are incredible testament to your parents and your nans. So have a wonderful Mother's Day, Marlene, and the best time on that cruise.
Thank you so much.
101.9 The Fox.
A bit of a worry. There is a profession in Melbourne that is becoming extinct. In fact, this is good when we look at our unemployment rates. If you're looking to get employed, what you need to now aspire to be is a maths teacher.
Oh.
Maths teachers, there's
maths
many of
hard.
Them. Fev, about, maths, that fewer than one in four Australian high school students have a qualified maths teacher.
And I understand why. Because math is so hard.
Yeah, well,
I used to be good at maths when I was at school,
really?
Boxy. I did maths and maths methods. Pretty good. Now, I get Lulu's maths homework. I can't do it. I don't understand.
What grade's Lulu in?
No.
Four.
Do you know what? It's funny you say that.
It's really hard.
No, grade fours were it lost to me because fractions came up in four. And I never got my head around fractions.
Oh,
and to this day, I don't understand a fraction.
Well, the lowest common denominator?
Don't even start me.
Okay.
Do you know what I realised recently when I was
attempting? I know the lowest common denominator, Byron.
Yes. Okay, very funny.
I mean, what an out. Yeah, it's almost impossible
great.
To go on.
That's a shame.
But no, do you know what I realised recently when I was trying to help my nephew with some maths homework? I've forgotten how to do long division. That one didn't stick with me.
Sure.
I know there's some sort of little squiggly line and then you put things above the line.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky, isn't it? Look, maths is tricky. I remember being at school, and we're talking like, you know, a long time ago, back in the 60s.
Yeah, very funny.
I was going to say 80s.
No, 90s. 80s. Primary school, 80s. Yeah. Senior school, 90s. I remember when they just wouldn't let you have your calculator in your pencil case. And I remember at the time going, well, this calculator's made maths redundant anyway. Like, why are we even doing maths? I can do it all on my calculator. Is that what's happened, Fev?
Yeah, but they have these amazing calculators. They're like really high tech.
They can do percentages.
They do everything. Oh. But, you know, when Byron was at school, they used to have stones and sticks.
There we go.
It was an abacus.
I've already suffered enough. I've been called the lowest common denominator, and now I'm the old guy. I mean, this has just become put crap on Byron.
Hang on, maybe the first one's not true, but who's the oldest?
Narrowly me, but who looks the oldest? Not me.
But it's not. No.
Ow, that hurts, Byron.
If there was a pie graph here with age.
Fee looks the youngest, I look the second youngest, and Fev looks the oldest.
But I'm still the youngest.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
The lines are now open. Give us a call, 13 1060.
We love your amazing stories. Now, these are stories that you've just got there in the back of your mind. They're the stories you pull out at parties when you meet someone for the first time and you go, you'll never believe this. They're coincidences. They're moments in your life where you just go, that is a cracking story.
Yeah. Now, remember when I bumped into a friend, and you guys didn't think it was amazing, but maybe a few months on now you do, you'll reset. A friend of mine who lives in Brisbane and I live in Melbourne, and down the main street of Wagga Wagga, I bump into her.
No, that's not that amazing.
What?
Like if you'd said the main street of Milan, Madrid, you're over the other
Wagga
side of the
Wagga
world. Oh.
Okay, no, I mean, fair
it's
enough.
Just it's okay. And you know what? I'm glad you said that really ordinary story, Byron, because I reckon we've been a bit easy of late.
Yeah, you have. You've called everything
we're
amazing.
We're just saying everything's amazing.
Sorry, I'll just rate this one.
It's mildly amusing.
Yeah, and that's the category your story just fell into, Byron.
Thank you.
So do you want to know something amazing?
Oh, here we go. Fev, oh, yes, what's amazing? Please.
But remember, don't be too generous.
I've been now officially sacked by Channel 9 twice.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
I know, I was just thinking, Bart, we don't have a sting that says that's really depressing.
It's pretty amazing.
13 10 60, call us with your amazing stories. God. Oh, it's a bit flat.
I was really trying to.
Was here on the Fox.
First time I was pissed.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Three amazing Melburnians are stepping up to the plate with their amazing stories, and we're going to start with Vesna in Dandenong. Hi, Vesna.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great name, Vesna. We're good.
Vesna.
Vesna, I love it. Vesna, what is your amazing story?
Okay, so back in 2010, I ended up buying a dog. A few months later, it got stolen. After 2 years later, my partner bought me a puppy for Christmas, and that exact same day, the pound called me and told me that someone hands in that dog.
On the exact same day, your partner brings you a new puppy, you get a call that they've found your dog?
That's right.
Oh, that... Bev, we might be in dispute here.
Oh, just hold the line there. There's going to have a chat about this one.
Like, after 2 year period, the pound could have rung on any day. They rang on the day
two for one.
Vesna got a brand new puppy.
Yeah.
That is such a coincidence.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay,
thank you.
Yep.
Yes, it's amazing.
I'm not certain Fev is quite there.
Are they friends?
Pardon?
Are they best friends, the dog?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
What a great story. I mean, the bit I love about it, I just want to make this clear, because I know what Fev's saying, like your pound can often ring and say they found your dog. The bit,
2 years.
The clincher for me was the exact same day that a new puppy came into
statistically,
the house.
Statistically, that is amazing.
That's, yeah.
Movie made about that, Red Dog.
Sam in... That was sad, that dog died. Sam in Faulkner. Hi, Sam. Too.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, good, Sam. We're looking forward to this. What's your amazing story?
Okay, so I work as a vet, right, and I'm working at a zoo right now. And what's happened is we've got alpacas, and I've worked with alpacas for a while, and they trust me so much that I've taught them to spit on command. And alpacas, their defense mechanism is to spit. So whenever there's like primary school kids coming and they're screaming at them, I just look at the alpaca and I just point at the kid and they just start spitting at him.
Okay. Just hold the line there.
We'll that's amazing.
Oh, no, Deb's giving it that straight away.
Yes!
Mate, kids have got to learn.
Kids have got to learn. Alpacas spitting at kids.
No, but when they throw things at them and be mean, kids have got to learn.
Oh,
you've got to not.
Geez.
So, what's the lesson there, Fev?
Got to respect everything and everyone.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam.
I worry that Sam's treating
unless you're an animal, and you can spit on what you want.
I worry that Sam's treating the zoo like a circus. I'm not sure you're supposed to teach them tricks. Jennifer and Craigie Byrne. Hey, Jen.
Hey guys.
Jen, this is you're wrapping up the Friday show. We're all heading off onto our weekends after this, Jen. We're looking forward to it. What's your amazing story?
So cutting a long story short, I was back on my way to Melbourne and went home, had a quick fresh up. I was on my way into the city. And as I'm passing your sign with you and Fev, it said, "Because I'm happy," the song was playing and those lyrics went across as I was reading.
I'm happy. Oh, wow.
So as after you went past our billboard that just has Fev and I on it.
Yeah.
Did you see Byron?
You know, it's, I think it only adds to the meanness of that whole marketing campaign. A couple of things. It makes me the opposite of happy when I see a giant billboard without me on it. Also, a mad shout out to our former boss, Adrian Bryan, who, when he told me about that campaign, he said, "Don't worry, mate, it's just going to be on one billboard for a week." It's been up for 6 months, and I've never seen a billboard more prominent.
There is apparently a billboard of you somewhere in Melbourne or Greater Victoria, and you're shaking maracas.
Yeah, and it's spice up your life, and I'm actually shaking salt and pepper.
I think AB told you that just to lower the blow.
It's apparently
a little bit
on the side of a bus bay in Officer.
But you've got it all to yourself.
Well,
that's good.
Thank you very much. Well, was it an amazing story after all that? Yes. Sorry, I went on a tirade. Yes.
100%. Well done, Jen. Hopefully you have a happy weekend.
And here we
go.
Thank
you too, guys.
I mean, if you were able to press this button faster, you might get yourself on a billboard.
Yes, it's amazing.
Does he know about next year's campaign yet?
No, don't tell him.
Have a good weekend, guys!
I won't!
Underworks, the number wonder, down under, for socks, and has been for 20 years.